The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. You're listening here for 25 years we've been on. It's going to be a good time, great show. We're all excited about this. And once again, I'm very grateful for the 25 years because it's you, the people that have been listening to the program, and sponsors like Waterworks Marine, Diamond Ghost Charters, Daiwa, and others that have brought this program to you every single week. And it's just been it's a great run, and I'm enjoying it tremendously. Let's talk about today's show. On today's show, we've got Captain Tony, of course, on Lake Michigan. We were just out with them middle of the week. Oh, baby, we spanked them salmon. We picked up them little pectoral. They were big pectoral fins. And just went bang, 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 bang on their bellies. Ooh, they were so fat and good. Okay, I got to get back to the show here. I got lost in salmon. Then we're going to have the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, Natalie Phelps Feeney, from the Illinois State Fair down at Conservation World. This is the best 30 acres you're going to find at the fair, and she will tell us all about the cool things that are there and what you can do at Conservation World from different divisions, departments, activities, stuff for kids, stuff for adults, BB gun ranges for kids, fishing, war canoe rides. There's tons and tons and lots of food, and it's the only place where you can find shade and grass all in one spot at the State Fair. Definitely go this weekend. It runs through Sunday, so let's not forget about it, okay? Then after that, our good friend Dave Dewey. Yes, he's a great fishing guide on Lake Geneva and Delavan. He gives us a report every week we talk about it. And he'll give up some of his last-minute reports and secrets on catching those fish on those lakes. And then after that, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report and a whole lot more for you. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Now let's hear from Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the harbor.
Bay. Harbor or bay? What do you want to do, buddy?
Let's do harbor.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah, fishing is fantastic, John. You're seeing a lot of kings out there. And big, small, medium, large, extra large.
Mm-hmm. Now, really, you know, you're doing fantastic. I mean, when a lot of guys were, you know, getting bumps and losing fish, and we were out middle of the week with Captain Tony, and you know, we were finding fish and getting them, and actually we were getting them in ways that I didn't think we were getting them, because we're getting them on those long lines.
Oh yeah, this is the time of year you want to run your coppers, your lead cores, you know, 300 coppers, 200 coppers, 400 coppers, 350s, whatever you got, put them out there, run some spoons on them. Also, lead cores, 8 colors, 10 colors. I did even have a 6 color work in there for a little bit for some rainbows that are still around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And once again, you know, you're using spoons. I saw flies. I saw, what else did we see?
Flies and Dodgers, plastics and metals.
Mm-hmm.
What else were you? Spoons, yeah, of course. Yeah. And, flies and Dodgers are working spectacular.
Yeah.
Plastic Dodgers, black spots on them, white Dodgers with glow tape on them. You know, it seems like they're working no matter what you get down there.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not seeing as many in some parts of Lake Michigan outside of our Illinois area. They're getting a lot of salmon in streams and at the mouths of harbors and rivers. But our fish are still hanging back a little bit. They're waiting for cooler water. I don't know what they're waiting for.
I think they're waiting for, a little warmer. Keep the water along shore is a little cooler than it is offshore.
Mm.
So I believe they're waiting for just a little warmer water, because this west wind we had during the middle of the week produced some cold water at the mouth of our harbors.
Mm.
They just got acclimated to it. Once they acclimate to it, they're going to be in our harbors, streams, wherever. They're going to be in shore really tight.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the thing that I wanted to ask you is, we were literally all over the place. We started in 80 feet of water, went to 150 feet of water, and did we go deeper than that?
We did. We ended up turning at like 180 and headed westbound. It seemed like the westbound bite was really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, sometimes with the currents and the winds, the fish sit a certain way. They want a certain speed, certain angle. You know, so adjust your angle. Check your speed. You know, when you're taking bites, definitely look back at your speed. See how fast you were going and which direction you were going. It's good to take notes.
Yeah, and don't take a snooze, because you could go for a while, let's say, and not get a hit, and all of a sudden, bang, 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 bang.
And you don't know what rod to grab, right?
Yeah, you don't know which rod to grab. Tony's yelling and getting this rod, hand this rod. This guy's doing this. This guy's doing that. It's hysterical. We had a great time.
And with the winds we had, you know, I believe it was Thursday. I mean, there was cranking out there. So it's going to change things up once more,
yeah.
And it's going to move the fish around. So if you start finding fish, you know, mark it on your chart plotter. You know, come back to it. Start point A, point B, point C,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, double back if you have to.
Okay. And Tony may have a couple weekend charters available. You want to get them in now before October rolls in, folks. What number do we dial to get a hold of you?
Right, John. They do have some weekend dates available coming up in September and October. Mid-October, I'm going to be pulling my boat, so get your fishing in while you can. Also, call me at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, I'm probably not the fish. So give me a little bit and I'll get back to you sometime that day.
Exactly. What do we all yell? Fish on.
All right, guys. Good fishing. Be safe. Watch that weather. It's crazy out there.
Sounds good, my friend. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!"
and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Call the office, tell them I'm sick, got some serious business on the...
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Get a steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight. In the main, heading upstream. I packed up my waders. It's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steelhead a running. Yeah, the steelhead a running. Yeah, the steelhead a running, honey. Don't hold in it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, we are down speaking to someone who has all knowledge and wisdom of the greatest thing at the Illinois State Fair. Now she's going, what kind of a line is that one? But we have Natalie Feeney on the phone here, who is the Illinois Director of the Department of Natural Resources. And everybody thinks, Natalie, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Chauncey, for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah, everybody thinks that you, the DNR, is just state parks, lakes, rivers, and fish. And it is a plethora of stuff.
it really is, Chauncey. I've been here since August 21, and I'm not kidding you. I learned something new that we do almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that comes up. I'm like, we do that too, from all the regulatory things we do across the portfolio to all the public services we provide. It's the breadth and depth is enormous.
Mm-hmm. Now, to show that, going on, it started last Friday, and it's going on through Sunday, so you have time. It's only a couple-hour ride from the northern Illinois, and anybody in central Illinois that's listening, they can get there in probably 30 minutes. But the Illinois State Fair is going on, and while, Natalie, I'm going to give you a confession. I think I was 40 before I went to the State Fair.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm.
And I walked out of there going, what have I been missing? Yes, there's...
Well, I'd say to that point, it's never too late to start coming to the fair, right?
I have to go every year now. And the neat thing is, you know, yes, the state fair has, you know, the what do you want to call it, the livestock, the ducks, the chickens, mm-hmm. the pygmy goats, which I love. But it's got different, all the state agencies in the world are there. It's got carnival rides. It's got the Illinois Wine Growers Association. I don't know why that's always in my head. But there's concerts and everything else. But in the middle of this huge area of walkways and concrete and asphalt and everything else, is 30 acres of heaven called Conservation World.
Yeah, it really is a kind of a sorts of heaven on earth. I spent much time out there yesterday. I had meetings in the office here, and then I got out in the afternoon. I went into the main part of the fair because we do have our staff in the governor's and first lady's tents and have amazing things going on there representing DNR. And then later in the afternoon, I came out into Conservation World, and I was out there till 7 o'clock last night meeting with our staff and just spending time with them, getting to know some of them I'd never met before. We have so many people, and getting to see how they interact with our constituents. And it was really lovely. The temperature was wonderful. And our services out there are so engaging, and people were having a lot of fun.
And that's it. And in this 30 acres of grass, listen to my words, grass, big oak trees, shade, a big pond, food, all kinds of, every division of the Illinois DNR is there with people there showing whether it's fisheries, minerals, oh my goodness gracious, there's a BB gun range for kids, I know I'm...
Our land management, we have our forestry tent, our law enforcement has the BB gun range, which kids were having a blast, and a few adults as well. We have our education tent. Our education division does amazing things, partners with schools to give teachers grants for field trips and things like that. We also have resource boxes that they send out into the communities, hundreds of them that we send out for education across the state. So we have our land management division, which has display of all of our state parks and historic sites and things that we offer. We have an archery range, a rock climbing wall, the kids' fishing pond. I could go on and on. It is really, we have the whip guy. We have the Paul Bunyan show going on, Voyager canoe ride.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, people could spend, literally an entire day out here and maybe not even get everything done.
Well, last year, the reason I'm giggling is last year I went into Conservation World first. And I went to every tent, division, et cetera, got a bag of homemade kettle corn. We're talking
kettle
about
corn,
the,
right.
The cast iron kettle corn. And I got a homemade root beer, and I sat under a tree, and I watched people and kids having a great time. The only time I went out into the state fair is to get a pork chop sandwich.
I'm with you. It's a bit more crowded out in the of course, it gets crowded here in Conservation World, but, man, you sit here. Like you said, you find a shade tree and you get you something good to eat, maybe some ice cream or whatever. Or we have Kopi this year, so maybe a Kopi Rangoon. And it is beautiful out here in Conservation World. The native plantings we have, the pollinator gardens, like you said, the big trees, shade trees. And then you overlook the pond with our fountain. It is pristine, and I find myself getting lost in those moments. Sometimes after the crowd goes in the evenings, I'll just sit for a while and collect my thoughts of the day, and it is really a beautiful space to enjoy.
It is. And I got to tell you, if you've got young kids in your household, and you're saying, "Well, I don't know," when they're in Conservation World, they're going to walk out with a bunch of free stuff.
They are. this year, in one really fun thing we have going on, I mentioned that DNR is also in the governor's and first lady's tent, and the first lady's tent is a Generation X exhibit with all kinds of interactive things they can do, make things. It's really fun. The kids are so enjoying that. We also, in the governor's tent, we have a passport system set up. Kids go make a button. They get a passport map. And on that passport map, it gives them all the things in Conservation World, 8 stops they need to make, and they get a stamp for each one they participate in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can take it back to the governor's tent and get a bag full of goodies. So kids can get things here in Conservation World, and then they can, if they do the passport, they can go back to the governor's tent, and our staff will give them a whole bag full of things. So kids are coming out with, the parents are trying to juggle everything, and they don't leave empty-handed, that's for sure.
No.
I think the best thing kids do that I've seen, I mean, the BB range and archery is so engaging, but the fishing, I spent a lot of time over the fishing pond yesterday, and it's a well-stocked pond, and hardly anybody leaves without catching at least one fish, if not, sometimes it's every time they cast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tremendous fun for the kids.
the other thing that is marvelous about Conservation World, and I'm not dissing the State Fair, because I do have a good time at the State Fair.
It's wonderful.
Yes, I hit the dairy barn and got to get my milkshake, and I got to go look at the butter cow and all that neat stuff.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. I hadn't seen it yet this year. Yep, got to do that.
I know. I'm just such a, you know, well, that's because I grew up behind the Chicago Stockyard. That's why I love all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, as a resident, even if you're not a resident of Illinois, but I, as someone who comes to the fair, can walk up to Natalie Phelps-Feeney and say, hey, director, I have a question for you. And you will talk to them.
Of course. Chauncey, I've told people, no matter who's asked me, whether it's staff mm-hmm. or radio announcers, whoever, I consider myself the lead servant in this agency. Mm-hmm. My role is very important, but I consider myself personally to be the least important person, and I'm here to serve. And so that's not just serving the public, but it's serving every single one of our employees to the best that I can. But when I'm out, I'm accessible. I'm just a normal girl like anybody. And I was out with one of my deputies in the fair yesterday, and we had a couple stop us and say, oh, you're DNR. They had a question. And we talked with them for several minutes to try to answer. Mm-hmm. We ended up being something we couldn't help them with, but certainly we're glad, and that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
The public.
Right. And you know, that's just you, but I mean, you could walk up to the conservation police, the law enforcement.
Absolutely.
And talk
that's
to
right.
them. You could walk up
yep.
to Kevin Irons in the fisheries and say, what is that big, ugly fish? Well, that's...
Yeah. The alligator gar.
That's right. It's
yeah.
an alligator gar.
Right.
And there's just so much. And it's one of those places, like, and once again, I am not dissing the fair. But when you're walking through a fair, you got, you know, if you're a parent, you got your eyes going crazy watching your kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Darting through a
yeah.
crowd of people. When you're at the Conservation
yeah,
World, that... I mean, everybody's watching their kids, but you let your kids roam a little bit more.
You can let down a bit, yeah, for sure.
And that
absolutely.
Is the cool thing. That is the cool
it is.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're, I mean, you know, for the Conservation Foundation has a tent there, and I want everybody to check it out, buy a raffle ticket, you know, get some information and stuff. Usually it's at the very front of the entrance of Conservation World. I don't know if it is or isn't this year. But
I'm not sure either. I was out there all day yesterday, but I don't remember where I see
yeah,
it.
You'll find it. You'll find it. And when you find Steve Ettinger and say, hey, Chauncey mentioned you. But the
mm-hmm.
thing I want to say is you're doing Kopi samples.
Yes. Well, it's not, yeah, they we actually have Darla's Flippin' Fish Shack has, they are selling Kopi products.
Mm, okay.
This year. And so my favorites were the crab rangoon and crab empanadas. Kopi. Rangoon Kopi empanadas. And I couldn't tell much of a difference between the two. They were both delicious. And then they have Kopi nuggets and Kopi sliders. The sliders were good too. The nuggets were, mm-hmm. It was okay, but I liked the sliders were really good.
I did an event for the ICF one last year, and I cooked mm-hmm. 75 Kopi burgers. And mm-hmm. I think they were calling those Kopi sliders. And when we finally started getting people to try them. I looked at them and I said, please, if you don't like them, that's okay. Just tell me.
Yeah.
I'm not offended. You know,
right.
I need to know.
Yeah.
I didn't have one person say they didn't like it. And also,
yeah.
I had people coming for seconds.
Yeah. I mean, they're a mild flaky fish. They're
yeah.
good. They remind me of a bluegill or something like that. So,
mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, this is all happening in Conservation World. You could visit with Smokey the Bear. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love Smokey Bear.
Yeah.
I love that little commercial. Yet I know I just dated myself. But there's fishing.
No, I mean, I can't imagine anybody that doesn't love Smokey Bear.
Yeah. You know, fishing clinics, 3D archery for youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rock climbing wall. You mentioned Paul Bunyan Lumberjack, the whip guy. There's music going on. There's an amphitheater
yep.
set up. Monarch butterfly tagging and seeing them there. You can go, and this is a place where you just, I'm not kidding you, you walk up to the door of Conservation World, and once you step into the past that front sign, you are going to think, you're in that old movie, Brigadoon, because the world
yeah.
slows down.
It does slow down.
And you
yeah,
can enjoy.
It's nature at its best. Mm-hmm.
And you can enjoy.
Sure.
And it's all being
Absolutely.
Done by all the staff of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and
That's
yourself,
right.
Trying to keep it all, you know, going forward that you do with the great staff. But it's just
yeah.
such a beautiful thing to do, and get out and enjoy.
The staff is amazing, and they're working hard and so engaging with the kids and families, and they're wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I will add this: the law enforcement have a dunk tank this year, and mm-hmm. they've been getting in there and letting kids throw and dunk them. And I will be my plan is to get in there today, and possibly Director Costello and I from Ag will be dunking each other at some point. We're trying to make that happen later today. So we'll. We'll see.
Oh, that sounds so good. Everyone, we've been talking with Natalie Phelps Finney, the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and someone who's not just a director of a state agency. We're talking to somebody who loves the outdoors and loves people getting into the outdoors. That's
you got
important.
It. Yep.
Natalie, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on the program and telling us about, and the state fair is going through Sunday. Not sure exactly what time it closes. Let's say it closes at 4. I'm not sure either.
But I know.
You know, closes at 4. That's a good enough time. But I mean, you get there, and just get in, have fun, wander around. And if you have to, don't even think of it. Just go straight to Conservation World and have a great day at the Illinois State Fair.
That's right. We'll be glad to see you all.
Natalie, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you, Chauncey.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa. With new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel, add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
In a itty bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? And they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishes...
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun kicking back. Hope you enjoyed the interview with... the director, Natalie Phelps Feeney is her full name, but we call her Natalie, from the Illinois DNR, about the conservation world at the State Fair. Well, you know, I'm starting to get a feeling that it's getting to be that time of the year, you know, we're getting mid-August, and we're looking at a couple of my favorite lakes. One's my really favorite lake, and the other one is happens to be close by, but Delavan and Geneva Lakes, and the only person that I figured was going to give me the straight scoop is Dave Dewey.
Hi, Chauncey.
How are you?
Very well.
Hey, I mean, it's just, you know, both lakes get a lot of pressure during the summer months, but you can still catch fish. I like Delavan a little more than Geneva, but I've caught, you know, a good number of fish out of Geneva, too. You just don't want to be out there at noon during the summer month. That's all.
That's correct.
What are you seeing on these lakes for the next couple of months?
Well, with the weather cooling, you know, once at the end of August, the walleye fishing on Delavan gets pretty good. I start to catch them on jigging rapalas, like in 22, 25 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to look forward to. And end of September, early October, then I use a lot of fathead minnows, just simple presentation, and we catch a lot of smallmouth bass and walleyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I've been catching a lot of bluegills. The bluegill fishing on Delavan's been the best in the last probably 5 years, both numbers and size. They're right off the weed line, about 15 feet of water. Right now, the largemouth bass are pretty schooled up tight. I just had a guide trip today, and we must have caught 25 out of one spot. So there is a high density of them once you find them. And they're pretty easy to catch this time of year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, basically, I would assume you're probably going with the slip bobber?
Nope. I'm using either you can drop shot them with a use of 4-inch green pumpkin chopper with a purple and red flake, or just a night crawler and a single hook fish right off the weed line.
Wow, a 4-inch plastic. You're not catching bluegills. You're catching bluegills with shoulder pads.
Yeah, no, that's for the largemouth bass.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Bluegills, okay. The bluegills I'm catching on trout worms, mm-hmm. just with a single hook.
Okay.
Because the water depth we're fishing so deep, we're probably, like I said, 15 to 17 feet.
Mm-hmm.
They're really thick, so you can see the schools on your graph very easily.
Okay. And then they're cruising in and out of the weeds and just, you know, and smacking them. Now, the bass situation out there, once again, we're on Delavan. You may talk about Geneva, too, if you want to. But, I mean, on Delavan, you're probably hanging deeper edges of weeds just because that's where the bass are hanging.
Yes, correct. I usually position my boat in 20 to 21 feet, and then we cast to the weed line that's about 15 to 17 feet down. so we're on the outside edge. Any shallower, it gets so weedy on Delavan. That's why I like to keep on the outside of the weeds, mm-hmm. so it's easier to fish for my customers.
Oh, yeah. Now, is the, on Delavan, which, I've caught many a northern pike.
Yes.
Don't you run into them when you're fishing, like you just said, you're about 20 feet of water, cast into the weeds, pulling out? I mean, do you wind up picking up pike that way, too?
For northern pikes, I usually have, I get medium suckers, and then I have them on a Lindy rig with a clicker reel. I have a 6,500 Garcias mm-hmm. with the clickers. And I position the bait about 2 foot off the bottom, and then we catch northerns right along with the bass and panfish.
Mm.
Another thing that really has been working, too, is it's legal in Wisconsin to use yellow perch for bait as long as they're part of your possession limit.
Mm-hmm.
I do use some small perch once in a while, and they seem to get eaten very quickly also.
Well, hey. It's a yellow perch. We all know what they taste like.
Exactly.
It's just
and less prickly than the bluegill.
Yeah, and they also, the big fish with teeth know what they taste like too, I guess.
Exactly.
But now, the perch that you're using, you have to use the ones that you caught in the lake, right?
Correct. You cannot transport them to a different body of water.
Right, because Wisconsin is extremely aggressive on cross using minnows and...
Right.
Bait, et cetera, et cetera. So you're not going to transfer, for zebra mussels and God knows what else that's out there.
Exactly.
You know.
And it's unlawful to use game fish, so you can't, use a small bass or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. Now, the bass that you're catching, are they largemouth or small?
Oh, a little bit of both. The largemouth, of course, the largemouth are always pretty much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But we're catching a lot of... There was a good year class probably 3 years ago, so there's a lot of 12 to 14-inch smallies in Delavan
mm-hmm.
that we've been getting a lot of. This morning we caught probably five or six that size, and we caught one probably 17 inches. The biggest smallie I caught out of Delavan this year was probably close to 20.
Holy Jesus! A 20-inch smallie?
Yes. And it was, we caught that actually on a perch, one of my customers did.
Wow. Oh.
That trick has also been used on Lake Geneva for 10 or 15 years, using those small perch for the smallmouth bass this time of year.
Yeah, I was on the water with a more mature member of the Lake Geneva Fishing Club. And we were out there, and... We were using the perch, and honestly, you using the minnows or catching fish, you put that perch on, it was like the neon sign, eat it, Joe's. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable.
Those are on Geneva, if you get enough, like I said, you can't go, you're allowed to keep 25 perch, so you can't have unlimited perch for bait.
Right.
But, yes, they bite that pretty readily, and I fish them pretty much the same way as I do for the northern pike on Delavan. The smallmouth bass this time of year on Geneva are usually about 25 to 27 feet
mm-hmm.
off of main lake or sunken points. I go off of Conference Point and then the old Military Academy, which is now South Shore Club.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two good spots that I use perch to catch big smallmouth on Geneva.
Okay. When you're fishing in Geneva for the smallers or the largemouth, are you finding them suspending a little bit deeper than they do at Delavan or what?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
They're typically, I find the bigger fish are typically like 21 to 23 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you got light penetration on Geneva is much better because the lake is a lot clearer. So you're fishing on the outside of the weed edge there also. But the weeds are like in 21 to 22 feet in mm-hmm. Geneva. So you're still fishing scattered weeds, but deep.
Yeah.
But they like to associate with deep weeds and rock.
Yeah,
so that's
what they like. I just had a visualization, Dave. Oh, I can't even speak. We're talking with Dave Dewey, everybody, from Lake Geneva. It's Dave Dewey's Fishing Guide Service out of southern Wisconsin. But I was just visualizing, okay, you guys are all fishing on a boat. You got that one rod set up with a sucker for a pike, got a little clicker on it, and everybody's talking and catching, you know, different fish and just, you know, having a good time. And all of a sudden, you hear that click, 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 click.
Like Jaws.
Like Jaws. And I says, you probably have to stop at the chiropractor on the way back. Everybody goes, what, you know. That's so cool. And, you know, those fish are not, they're not all little pike. There's some good-sized ones.
Oh, there's some huge ones in both lakes. Well, Geneva had, most of them got killed off a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the muskie population on Geneva is fantastic now. They're still stocking it. And I heard of some 50-inchers on Geneva, but I haven't personally seen any.
Yeah.
My biggest on Geneva's probably been about 42 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Delavan, we caught a 44, which was the first muskie I've caught on Delavan in probably 5 or 6 years.
Oh.
We caught it in like 2 foot of water on a night crawler.
Go figure, right?
I thought he had a big carp on it. Spinning my boat around.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Well, you know, you never know. They're fish are opportunistic feeders. They're going to grab anything they want to eat that they can get in their mouth, usually. Mm-hmm. Now, the one fish we haven't talked about is one of the really good-tasting ones, walleye.
Yep, the walleye fishing on Geneva is just fantastic mm-hmm. right now. You can get most guys are getting them trolling, or you can use Lindy rigs on the bottom. But that's a low-light kind of bite on Geneva.
Yeah.
You'll catch probably 90% more fish during the night than during the day. There again, it's the outside weed edge after dark. Leeches, if you can find them, or night crawlers seem to be the best.
Oh, okay.
And then Delavan, I'm catching a few here and there, but in the next, that bite should start to get really good also on Delavan.
Yeah. The mature angler that I was telling you about in Geneva that took me out was Jim Blody. B-L-O-E-D-E, something like that, Jim Blody. He was just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, you know, I'm not a bad fisherman, but he made me look like I was a kid. He really did. The one thing is, you just said, walleye, low light. You're fishing well after dark for your better action. Really, and you're getting off the water for walleye before the summer boat traffic kicks in, right?
Yeah, you're getting off the water about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. But that'll all change.
Just coming.
Yeah, that'll all change starting in, let's say, after Labor Day, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, wow. That is so cool. Well, you know, Dave, and you fish pretty much all year round.
Correct.
You know, you're doing ice fishing, you're doing, you know, open water fishing, you're doing all kinds of things to get people out there. And, you know, you want your clients to have fun and enjoy themselves, right?
Yes, it's all about catching. I'm not into the boat rides. That makes for a long 4 hours of talking.
The other thing, too, is when you go out, if someone has their favorite fishing rod, I know you're not going to tell them not to bring it, but...
Oh, they're welcome to bring anything.
Yeah, but you have everything there.
I have everything there.
And it's all rigged and set up.
Yep.
And
we're ready to go as soon as you...
Right.
And I'm always in the water on time, so...
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's an important thing for people to know that. Yes, you can bring your favorite rod or whatever, mm-hmm. but then if you use yours, it's all rigged, it's set, the drag, don't worry about it. Just go with Dave's stuff. It's okay.
Yeah. I have all Fenwick, and I have 10 reels now, and Fluger reels is what I
use. Flugers are nice. Flugers are, I've fallen in love with them, too. You know, those and Daiwas are the two that I've been using. Yeah. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do it, Dave?
262-728. 8063. That's my cell phone.
8063. That's, repeat the phone number again.
262-728-8063.
Okay. That's
and
two.
I do not answer my phone when I have a guide customer out on the boat, so.
That's why I only call him after 6 o'clock at night. But you, like I said, you've been hearing his fishing reports on our Chauncey's Great Outdoors. He's one of our pro staff guys that gives us information. But once again, his phone number is 262-728-8063. Or you can just go to fishdelavanlake.com, right?
Correct.
And get all the information. Dave, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Chauncey.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me.
Walt's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate
57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the hearing from the director of the Illinois DNR out of conservation world, you can make it there. You got today and tomorrow. Just go. It's you won't be sorry. It'll be a great time for you, your family. If it's you and a bunch of guys, or you and a couple, you know, you single guys, you're taking your special friend with you down there, you'll have a great time. Illinois State Fair, trust me, you will love it. Let's get into some fishing reports. We got to get this stuff done. And first for fishing report, of course, is my Aiden fishing report, who is my grandson in Western Michigan. And it's sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Remember that. All boats sold are fun certified. I love that term. I love it. Papa, Dad and I took the boat for a ride south, and we fished the Grand Haven area and found tons of smaller boats and big boats all trolling together in front of the Grand River area. The best action was from 20 feet out to 150 feet. The small boats stayed in closer, but the bigger boats were going between 30 and 100 feet down. They were using spoons and flies and strips of meat called meat meat rigs, and catching fish. Those glow spoons also worked pretty well. Uncle Tom went to Lake Erie and said he finally got some perch. They were decent out in the area by what they called the dump grounds. I don't know where that is. On the northwest side in 17 feet of water, he told me. He says, tell Dad he'll be jealous. He means me, not Aiden's dad. Tell Grandpa that he'll be jealous. They were anchoring and using minnows about a foot off the bottom. And once again, this report is sponsored by the Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Don't forget that. Hey, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Sauk County Sheriff's Office confirmed that they had a fatality in the area on August 15th at Devil's Lake State Park. A gentleman accidentally fell off the cliff. Jason Gilliam, 42, of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they subsequently found him. And investigations found no foul play or anything. My heart goes out to the family and the friends of him, because you should never lose somebody when you're enjoying the time in the great outdoors. In Indiana, also, August 20th, hunters can apply for a variety of reserved hunts, fish and wildlife areas for waterfowl hunting at places like LaSalle, Kingsbury, Honey Lake, Goose Pond, Kankakee, Providence Pond, Wetland Conservation Area, all managed by the state. There's deer hunts going to be available at Deer Creek and Fairbanks Landing Area. This is a lot of great hunting spots are going to be open for, this is a reserve hunting. Game bird hunting going on in northern Indiana at Benton, Jasper, Newton, Warren, and White County. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, go on the Indiana DNR website at in.gov/reservedhunt. Get that information. It's a great way to go. Hey, we've got some salmon being caught, as you heard from Captain Tony, but they're starting to pick a few up from the shoreline. And yes, there were a few perch that I got reports on. Not a lot of perch. One gentleman called me, said he caught three up working the north side of Chicago. Another one said he caught four of them down off the Planetarium, but he was walking around and casting a small MEP spinner and got some perch fishing that way. And he tipped his spinner with a little piece of minnow piece, not a whole minnow, but a piece of a minnow. And so we're starting to see a few perch, but salmon are slowly working their way in. I'm not getting a lot of reports, but I picked up one report from the Burnham Harbor area. One from boaters off 31st Street picked up a few fish trolling. So maybe they're starting to move in closer.
It's been a rough week. Wednesday was a good day to be out on the lake. Thursday wasn't. Friday, you know, so you got to pick your days and watch the weather and watch the waves. Let's not have any problems. Cook County Forest Preserves doing very well until the sun breaks over the trees for largemouth bass. Surface bait. That's what you want to use until then. Once it get that sun comes up, then drop down to a crankbait or a plastic worm or something that you can use that gets a little bit deeper around weed edges and stuff like that. You'll find some fish. Crappie and bullhead are also being taken pretty much all day long, along with those bluegills. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in Indiana, they're getting salmon and lake trout in between 50 and 130 feet of water. So that's a good sign. They're picking them up there. Perch were coming in about 40 feet of water from some boater that I know that goes out there pretty regularly. He says live bait is what he was using. Minnows is definitely. If you're going to jig with a small spoon, you can get a few that way. But you need to tip them all with something small. Spikes, beemots, stuff like that. And you should pick up fish that way too. In northern Wisconsin, water temperatures are starting to drop up there. Oh, yeah, because it's, you know, mid-August going to October, September. Smallmouth bass, though, been I'd have to rate them as good. Drop shotting, you know, 3-inch minnow imitators are good to go with. Largemouth bass are also good in about 8 to 12 feet on the edges of weeds. Bluegill, hot on bluegill. And you're sitting in about 5 to 10 feet of water, small tubes, mini mites. Whack them and stack them jigs. That's all you need to go with. And just hold on because you're going to get a bunch of them. The lakes that have perch, nice. Getting some fish in the, you know, 7-inch, 8-inch, a couple of 10-inches, but 7, 8, you know, inch, 8.5-inch perch. So that's, and they're doing that around any of the weed areas, which is a good sign to see. And you pick them up that way. Muskie are fair. I thought it would have been a little bit better, but you got to work the early mornings and the evenings. And a lot of people aren't doing that. Walleye, I only rate them as fair. It needs to be a little bit cooler for that. And northern pike, which I like to go out fishing for, I wouldn't go fishing for them. I'd try everybody else up in northern Wisconsin. That seemed to be a little bit on the slow side. So that action definitely, definitely needs to improve on so many places up in northern Wisconsin. The rivers in western Michigan are getting good numbers of salmon running up to them. Make sure you know your laws of where you can fish for them and where you can't fish for them. Those are always very, very very important, because you don't want to get a piece of paper from a guy wearing a Smokey the Bear hat, because you can't use the excuse, I don't know. Well, got that. Oh, I hear the flute playing, so we're coming to the end of the program, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out in the great outdoors. And our Native American proverb comes from the Hopi Nation. It says, the rainbow is a sign from him who is in all things. The rainbow is a sign from him who is in all things. Very true. Can't go wrong with that. But you know what? If you can get down to the state fair today and tomorrow, do it. It's a great time. You'll enjoy it. Otherwise, there are so many things to get out. And you know what? The Chain of Lakes is hot. And, oh, it's a time to get fishing. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're barring it all from our children's children's children. See you next week.